Hey girl, new how to chop and change, chop and change. Welcome to another episode of Twi Talk with
Ari
and Jerose. And today
we have a special guest.
Her name is
Aileen.
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, we brought Aileen in today because she is an expert on Breaking Dawn. We were talking about stuff, and actually, like, her memory is so fantastic about all the stuff in regards to the book. So we actually found an article today about the it was yesterday. Yeah, you found that article, and it's a discussion topic asking about which characters need to be kept for Breaking Dawn, because it's talking about, because it's a movie and there's so many extra characters that come into the movie into the book. In Breaking Dawn, they won't be able to keep them all. So it's asking people, which ones do you definitely just have to keep in? So what do we come up with? What do you guys think? I think we could lose Edward. What do you reckon?
I'm thinking no Bella.
No Bella,
no Edward.
Yeah.
We don't really need werewolves.
No.
So we're going to not have any Jacob either.
Yeah.
This would be great.
We're going to get lots of feedback on this.
Okay, just for the record, we're just joking.
All right. But we talked about, like, I mean, definitely you'll keep all of that coven. And the other one was the Denali coven, eh?
Yeah, Denali.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of people in there, like, Kate is, like, totally key, key to it, because she, not only does she have, like, a cool power that's, like, the shocking thing that's going to provide a counterpoint to Jane and, like, the different choices that they make with a very similar power, but what does she do? What's Kate's, like, her relationship with Bella? She does something really special, eh?
Yeah, she brings it out. She's the one, when she threatens Renesmee, that she's the one that brings it out.
Yeah.
And Bella all of a sudden realises that she can throw it out a lot further than she thought she could.
Yeah, exactly. So it's thanks to Kate that they're all protected at the end.
Mm. Kate's awesome.
Yeah. Woohoo, go Kate. So we thought, like, I mean, she's pretty key, Kate.
Yeah.
But that whole plan, like, I mean, a lot of the story sort of revolves around them too, in terms of what about Eliezer?
Yeah, because they've sort of been in from the start, haven't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
They have been. So you've got to keep them in there. And plus, I love the little tiny little mini love story in there. You can see, like, I would read a book about Kate and forgotten his name, Garrett.
Garrett, I know. Kate and
I would
Garrett.
So read about them. They just seem like a
cool,
real cute couple.
Mm. And that whole, I mean, basically the whole thing is based around their experience with their mum anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's where all the conflict comes up, because of their experiences with the mum and creating the little baby vampires.
Just before we go on, it was Team Twilight that started this discussion, so just giving props to them.
Yeah, woohoo, go Team Twilight. We thought it was really interesting. So we got the Denali coven is covered, but then we thought, what about the Irish coven?
Maggie and, is it Siobhan?
Yeah, Maggie and Siobhan. What do you think about them?
See, I wish we could just have them all.
They probably can't, though, and there'll be some that we could lose. But have a look at Maggie. What does Maggie do?
Maggie can tell when people are lying.
Yeah, and that's pretty important, eh?
And then Siobhan is important, because she's the one that changes the...
Remember how Carlisle asks her
to think, and so
she says, well, there'll be no need for it.
Yeah.
And really, we don't know whether she's some of the reason.
She's the reason that happened.
Although that could be also not in there as well.
Yeah, so we could actually, Siobhan is not necessary. So Siobhan could actually be cut. But Maggie's kind of key, because if you think about it for a movie, she'd be an awesome tool.
Maggie's powers is the same as Charles's, one of the European nomads that Garrett calls out to.
True.
And he has the same ability to tell when people are lying to him. So I guess the Irish coven really... not really needed.
So we could actually lose the whole Irish coven, because we've got Charles who can tell if people are lying to them.
Oh.
Yeah, so we could lose that coven.
Okay.
And
so they're,
have just Charles.
They're expendable.
Yeah, but that whole being able to tell if people are lying in a movie, I think that would be a really easy, quick way to move plots along.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that would be really clever to have at least one of them in there. Okay, so we've lost the Irish coven. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Blindsided. All right, bye Irish coven. Okay, what about the Romanian coven? What do you think about that?
I want to see them.
Yeah, so do I.
I guess for the humour of the movie too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end they're like, oh, Rex, we need to kill them. those pumpkin people.
But they're actually
they don't have
cool.
to feature huge, but yeah. they don't really in the book either.
Yeah.
But they're kind of cool to see, to show people there was something before the Volturi.
Yes, actually, I was just thinking that. We think...
Yeah, like right there.
Because I was just thinking it would be nice to have a little flashback to them sitting there and how they say that they sat so still.
Yeah. And now we don't have the film on our eyes.
Yeah. So I think that would be quite cool. Impressive. So we keep them. We keep the Romanian coven. What about the Egyptian coven? Benjamin's a must name.
Because he'll be spectacular.
Hey, what about this coven, the Olympic coven? Let's get rid of them.
Yeah.
Well, Jasper and Alice won't be there for that.
Yeah, well, they will be.
They'll be gone.
We got rid of Jasper and Alice for most of the movie. Oh, okay. So, well, we've done that, kind of. But this Egyptian coven, we've got Benjamin, because his power is the ability to affect the elements of the earth. So we've got to keep him. Just for a movie, he's going to be dynamic.
Yes, spectacular.
Yeah. But we thought you could actually lose Amun and Kebi.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? I don't even know. But you could lose them, Amun. Amun. Sorry, Amun. And Kebi, because you could lose them because they have like a little conflict in there, which works well in a book, but in a movie it's...
You don't need it.
You don't really need it, eh? Yeah. It doesn't move the plot along at all.
Benjamin and Tia could come in without any
of by themselves. So we've got Benjamin and Tia.
Because he's cool enough to keep in there because he can actually really move the elements.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you just say that?
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Sorry.
It was so important, we needed to say it twice.
I just wanted to say it again. Hey, guys, Benjamin's really important because he can actually move the elements.
All right, we hadn't thought of that. Let's keep him. Okay. All right, who else we got? We've got the European nomads. So
Charlotte and Peter don't really...
Yeah, actually, yeah, the American nomads.
Yeah.
We don't need Peter and Charlotte, really, do we?
And who's Mary and Randall?
We don't really know.
Who are Mary and Randall?
Let's try to find out.
A bunch of extras as people. They can just be standing there.
Yeah, they could just be there, a bunch of people, but not as characters. Like
maybe somebody, you know, if you like this, go on our Facebook page. It's just look up Twi Talk with Ari and Jerose, and let us know who is Mary
and
Randall.
Who's Randall?
They're in the back of the Breaking Dawn book.
Yeah. So we get rid of like all the American nomads except for Garrett.
You know what? I bet you this will finish and it'll come to us and remember who they are.
Yeah,
or we'll just have to read the book again.
If it does... Oh, that's terrible. Okay, we'll do it. What about... So, the Volturi, not all of those even need to come.
Nah.
Like, as characters, I mean.
No.
But they can come, you
in
know...
In the background. Just
in the background. We've got, you know, we've already got
Renata.
She's the one that stays with Arrow.
Yeah.
And
So she's vital.
She makes people want
to
go there.
For people to even know what she does. That's important. So Renata. We've
Jane.
Got Jane,
we already
of course.
Know about Jane. Heidi, I don't know if we need her in this one.
I don't know either.
No, Heidi was the one who went out and got...
Yeah. So just because, but look, just because they're written here doesn't actually mean
that they're featured.
That they're featured because look, they've got James and Victoria here and they're crossed out. So I guess I was looking at this the first time thinking these people are all in Breaking Dawn, but they probably aren't.
No.
That's probably why we don't know who Mary and Randall are.
Yeah. Although I think Mary and Randall are actually found in this and brought for the battle.
Oh, okay.
But we don't really know what they
final
do.
Scene.
Yeah. Oh, were they on the Volturi side?
Mary
were they
Randall.
One of the witnesses?
Yeah.
Remember how there was two people that were
like
murmuring and decided to leave?
So we do
I think
need
it was
Mary
and Randall. Oh.
But those people...
No, because remember one of them had a special ability to be able to tell lies as well.
Well, we only need one of those though, and we're thinking Charles or Maggie will suffice. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not who they were. Because Charles, was he the one that...
Witness
for Volturi. Remember there was one for
they
the Volturi.
People
and
there are a bunch of people who choose to, instead of like battle, be witnesses, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
okay,
all right.
Getting off track.
Here we go. So what else do we got? The Volturi coven we've got to keep, and the Volturi guard. The only people in power, like as in lines, Corrin. What does Corrin do? We don't even know, eh?
Corrin, not mentioned, not known.
Yeah.
So I guess we slash that one.
Slash! So basically, the most important powers that we reckon will feature is like, I mean, Kate helping Bella come into her own power, and also... Eliezer to recognise that she's got a power. And then who's the one who makes everybody see what she wants to see?
Yeah,
Safrina.
Yeah,
awesome. So that's from the Denali coven, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Am I?
Yep. No, Amazon.
No, Amazon coven. Yeah, actually, we haven't talked about them. That's who we should talk about now. But you know what they could do? They could actually, like, they could even combine people. Oh no, that would get messy if they combine people from different covens.
I guess they'd need a house full of people, so, you know, when they go out and get people to come and support them.
Well, it kind of makes sense, though, that people, they're getting a few people from all over the world, so they don't have to come as big covens.
Yeah.
So, but we need Zafrina. She's definitely there. So anyway, so the people that we think we can cut, what about Kateri and Senna? Can we cut them?
Kateri needs to come with Alice because she shows them where the
So Kateri needs to come because she shows them where the one who's like Renesmee.
Yeah.
But we could lose Senna, couldn't we? From that coven.
I guess you could because she doesn't do anything except for be a part of Zafrina.
Yeah. And so we could lose...
I think if they're going to lose any of them, they should lose the ones that don't have powers.
Like, yeah, probably.
More over the ones that do.
Yeah. So a
or
lot
the
of them,
ones that they don't actually say in the book.
Yeah. So we'll see, though. I mean, because if you look at, like, even in the movie so far, they've already lost characters.
Yeah.
So, like, with the...
Even the human characters.
Yeah,
Bella's they high school... They combined Angela and...
And Ben isn't there. She's with Eric.
Yeah.
So that's
and
who
where's the other
chick?
What's the other chick's name?
Lauren.
Lauren. She's not in there.
Yeah, Lauren's not in there at all.
Lauren's in the background. She's the curly-headed long. Blonde.
She's still actually here.
Yeah, but she doesn't speak or anything. She just kind of gives Bella bad looks in Twilight.
So she doesn't get any lines like she does in the books. Yeah. Okay, but like the dude Ben, he's just not even there at all.
No.
Yeah. So they've already cut characters, so we know there's probably going to be some cuts. So it'll be interesting to see who is cut. We were talking a little bit earlier before, too, about Bella's special powers. And as defined by most people, her power is to...
Shield.
Shield, yep. Her power is to shield from other people's powers. Yeah. But what were you talking about just before?
I guess, because even I was talking to my children about it, and people just haven't really thought about her other powers. And I was thinking that... Right in the beginning, in Twilight, you know how she's having these dreams about Edward being a vampire, and she's running backwards into the forest, and she hears Jacob saying, Bella, come with me, quick, and they're really frightened, and then she hears Mike saying, come on, come quick, and they're in the dark, she's too afraid to go. But then she sees Edward coming out, and he's got the fangs and everything, and then all of a sudden she sees Jake is gone, and he's on the floor. And he's a russet wolf instead.
Yeah.
That was all before she even knew anything about the werewolves.
Yeah.
And even when she was found in New Moon, where she was found by a wolf, and she had the dreams about Jake being a wolf then.
Yep, yeah.
That was all before she knew about it. So I think she has a premonition.
And even you mentioned that thing about when Victoria was coming and how she had that dream.
She dreamed.
Yeah.
Her dreams.
But you know what's weird? Now that she's a vampire, she can't dream. So is she just going to have a really good
sense of... She has
the intuition. Really good intuition.
What's coming.
So when she's a human, it comes out and manifests in her dreams. But
it's
when she is a vampire, it's just really awesome
and
intuition. Like, even
in
everything she does, and
like
even
Alice.
Being a... Maybe that's what helps her become such an awesome vampire straight off.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because she was...
And how about that awesome power?
I know.
That power rocks.
Yeah.
That
I wanna,
she gets to be herself.
I want
to
be an awesome vampire. Just at that point, it's like, I wish I could be a vampire.
I can enjoy it and not even sleep
alone. Yeah.
Hey, and so, like, what about that scene of, you know, like how Alice in New Moon shows Arrow... Edward and Bella, and Bella's a vampire, and we saw the scene, and everybody in the theatre actually laughed. Do you remember that one?
I wasn't there on that one.
Oh, okay. So, actually, every time I went to see it, I think I saw it like four times, everybody laughed because they're running along.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. I'm just wondering if they'll work that scene into it somehow. Oh, it's going to be kind of interesting.
It would be.
To show that scene and show Alice's actual vision.
Coming to life. You know what? I think they will. I reckon that's why they even shot that scene. Because I reckon they probably would have shot some of it. Even if it's right at the end, or like near the end. It doesn't have to be the one when she's doing her first hunt. But near the end, just...
Sense, yeah, because she's...
Just a glimpse of it.
Hunting when she's...
She's
got
the
red shirt on.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to do that and make it, like...
Oh, maybe they're just going for a leisurely run through the forest?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, her dress is all shredded up and it's all...
Yeah, it was beautiful though. I thought so.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see all of those things that they do in Breaking Dawn. We haven't even really discussed Eclipse yet. We'll have to save that for later. And also, we're going to sort of think about backstories for some of the characters. I haven't, like, done that just yet. But we're thinking about, like, Alice's creator and stuff like that. That would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And like we were talking about before with Kate and Garrett's mum.
Yeah. That would be so cool. A whole book about them.
Yes.
Kate
who
and
are
Garrett.
Some, who are the other characters you'd actually want to...
I'd be interested in Benjamin. Yeah. His story. Yeah.
Him
I'd find him really interesting. Yeah, him and Tia. I find them quite interesting, like, just to see their where they came from.
I actually wouldn't mind learning more about the Denali Coven.
Yeah.
Just because they're featured throughout all the books, basically.
And it'd be kind of cool to see, like, their journey to the same choice as Carlos.
Now, I'm not talking, like, a huge novel, but, like, how they did with the Bree Tanner book. Like,
how
she did that. Mm. Just enough to give you, like, a little bit of closure.
Mm. Yeah.
But with theirs, they could actually have... She could actually go future instead of, like, going backstory. She could go...
You know what, though? It
or
would
half
actually
and half
even be interesting
come
to
from
see
their point of view.
This stuff, this story from their side.
Mm.
Like, when things happen,
like
even...
Midnight Sun.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. It, like, Midnight Sun, but from their view. Because, like, when things happen with... what's his dude? Laurent. You know, Laurent.
Yeah,
Laurent. When things happen with that, how did they react over there? And see it firsthand and see, like, some of the reactions that make, you know, their how they don't come to the aid... of Edward and them, how they don't come to that, what led them to that.
Mm.
You know, it'd be kind of cool.
And to see what's in Tanya's mind, like when she sees Bella, because she really wanted Edward.
Yeah.
Actually,
that would be cool.
Yeah, oh, look at this little human thing, you know. Gosh, what has she got that I don't?
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what she's got. Edward.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's probably enough for today, though, eh?
Yeah.
It's been really fun.
You anything you want to add on, Auntie A?
No.
Yeah? Yeah, nice and concise. It was good,
yeah.
That's kind of cool. So we've got, like, lots of topics to talk about next week. I don't know what they are, but we'll come up with something.
Yeah.
And but we'll still work on some of those backstories. It'll be interesting, yeah.
Definitely.
So if you've got any ideas for us, drop us a line at...
Twi Talk with Ari and Jerose. Look for us on Facebook.
Okay.
Or Google us or something. Man,
yeah.
Just, you know, it's the internet.
Yeah.
Or as my father-in-law says, the interweb.
Nice.
Yeah. I think a lot of people's fathers and father-in-laws call it that, eh?
Yeah, I'm going on the interweb.
Yeah.
The interweb,
yeah.
All right. Anyway, enough for now. Over and out.
Bye.
Word.
Bye.